on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the union of Misasik. Itma Miskaven Lagbiya Es HaTolush V'Chotach Es HaMechuber Pota. Look to Rashi. Miskaven Lagbiya Es HaTolush Kegoyin Denofol Sakin Ba'arugas HaYerek. A Sakin fell Ba'arugas HaYerek. And he had an intent to pick up the sakin. And what happened? V'chotach es ha-mechuber poter, t'chsiv asher chota bo, v'darshinim b'krisus, prat l'mis'asik b'dover achar, v'oset dover ze. We learn out from a posik of bo that mis'asik is poter. V'shoigik ha-yichidomi, what is the case of shoigik? K'goyin sh'niskaven l'kach. But he was mechaven to do what he's doing. Avol shogak v'sovar sheinayim Shabbos, today is not Shabbos, v'sovar shemoloche zu muteres. V'zeh mis'asik b'hagbo hoyo v'loi b'chatiche. Now let us try to understand the difference between mis'asik and Rashi seir and adover sheinayim miskavet. Let us take three cases of a dover she'inei miskaven. Case number one. Moichrei ksus moichin kedarkon. A person puts on a beged of shatnez on himself. The purpose of the levisha, the purpose of putting it on, is he wants to show other people what this beged looks like. It was put on not l'shem levisha. It was put on for a different purpose, l'haris. While he is wearing the beged might give him chimum. So that means the pule that he did was l'haris. Now, through this pule, a secondary action could happen. He could become nischamim from the beged that he put on himself. That is called a secondary action. He put it for laharois, and he might become nischamim. And he's aware that he might become nischamim. A person throws a hot piece of matris into a cold mikveh. His purpose is, he wants to be mechamim the mikveh. He wants to make the water warm, which is a dover hamuta. The hot piece of matris, while it finds itself in the cold mikveh, it might become nitzareh, it might become hardened through the cold water. This is again is a secondary action that is coming out from his pula. His pula was lechamim es hamayim, but in this matzev, a secondary action will occur that the mayim will be mitzareh the matris. And that's also a dover she'inei miskaven. A third case of a dover she'inei miskaven. Geirer odom kisei mito besafsel. Now, when he is pulling the kisei, he's pulling it horizontally. He's pulling it from west to east. That's what he is doing. Pulling something horizontally, acharitz will not occur. Acharitz will only occur if you're pushing down. No, the zach is, the mita, if it is a heavy mita, it has its own weight. So by pulling the mita, the weight of the, it means my action is an action of pulling. I want that which is in the west side of the room should be on the east side of the room. I'm pulling from west to east, that is my pula. But since I'm pulling a double kaved, in this double kaved, has its own weight, so its weight can cause a charitz. This is all these cases are secondary actions which are occurring through my pula. I'm doing something else with another intent, but this can occur through my pula. The tziruf hamatches, the chimum ha'adam, and the charitz anase bekarke. This is Halacha of Dover She'inei Miskaven, which Halacha we paskin that Dover She'inei Miskaven is Muta, B'chol HaTayri Kula. Rabbi Yehuda, Dover She'inei Miskaven is also. That means even though he doesn't have Kavana, but he's aware that there's a possibility it might occur, that's sufficient. He's aware of the possibility, and he knows the secondary action can occur,
So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Akaris, he's chayiv b'chol ha'teira kula, and according to Rabbi Shimon la'aloche, it is potter. Now, when this person is picking up the knife, here we are speaking about theoretically an absent-minded person. That means this person was not aware what he is doing, not what will occur from his action, not a secondary action that might occur. Fakert, Adom Hashem Iskaven, he is aware of the possibility that it might occur. But he's not doing it. He's doing something else. He's putting on a beged laharis. He's throwing in the matches l'chamim esaman. He's not doing it for that purpose. So even though there is an awareness that a secondary action might occur, that is considered a davar sheini miskaven. But here we have an absent-minded person. This person wants to lift up a knife, and he is not observant, and he doesn't realize that when you're going to lift up a knife, the angle you are going, you're going to cut a yarek in half. You're going to do it. And he's doing it by a bayim. It's not that he's lifting and it's getting cut. He is cutting. His power and the knife is cutting. He's cutting it by a bayim. No, what is pshat? He's unaware of what he is doing. He's doing his misasik bidovo shel heter. He's concentrating on doing a dovo shel heter, and his unawareness of doing the, and he's unaware that he's something else will, that he will do something else. That means his concentration is, he wants to complete a dovo shel heter, and he is unaware that he is not doing a dovo shel heter. The chiyuv of shaygik was only said if he's aware what he is doing. A kosev b'Shabbos, he knows that he is writing. He doesn't know the halachas that today is Shabbos. He doesn't know that Shabbos ksiv is also. But the action that he is doing, he is aware of. That is considered a shaygik. A misasik is the action that he is doing, he is unaware of completely. He's under the impression he's doing a action of hagbah. He's unaware completely that he is doing a action of chitur. His absent-mindedness and his ignorance makes him unaware of what he is doing. That is the din of misasik. Now, let us go, we'll see Taisvitz. Is chaylik on Rashi. Taisa says that the case is speaking about a more ernst case. But let us speak about one second the tzir that Taisavis brings on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And Taisa says all the cases are similar to that case. Sovar shehu shumon v'nimtza shehu chaylif. And besides the special din that misasik b'chalovim is chayv shekeinene, this is a tzir of misasik, which theoretically would be potter. Well, let us not go into such a case. Let us speak about a case, a person has a behemah in front of him. A person has a behemah in front of him, and this behemah is a korban. And he thinks it is chulin, and he's shechting it chutz la'azore. So now, this person is under the impression he is shechting chulin. That means his ignorance, he does not know what he is doing, that he is shechting a korban. He doesn't know what his action is, what he is doing. He's misasik lishchayt chulun. He thinks this is chulun. And the end it comes out that he did not shecht chulun, he shechted a korban. This is also a misasik. Because again, he's occupied bedovo shel heter. He's occupied in shechitas chulin because of his ignorance. He does not know that this is a dovo shelisa. This falls into the category of misasek according to Rava. But let us think for one second what would be if he would have his doubts. He has a behemah in front of him. He doesn't know is this behemah chulin? Is this behemah kodesh? So Nafich would not be a misasik. That means he knows the potentials, he knows there's a possibility this behemah is kodesh, and he shechts it. He's not a misasik. He's, so this zikha would not fall into the, into the category of Misasik. Perhaps he's kolov lemezit. He knows that it might be a kolov and he shechts it. So he's zichanar a misasik. Therefore, let us go back to adavo she'enay miskaven. Adavo she'enay miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayev. Now, adavo she'enay miskaven means, even though there's a 90% chance that it might occur, but since it's not 100% chance, it's a dovo shayne miskaven. Can we use there the heter of misasik? Avade nisht? Because every dovo shayne miskaven, he knows, he's aware of the possibility. He knows there might become a chit. If he wouldn't know, then it falls into the gather of misasik. But then it wouldn't be a dovo shayne miskaven. The whole lundis, Rabbi Kevedia says in a note, the whole lundus of a dovo she'enay miskaven is because he's aware that it might occur. But he doesn't know if it will occur. So Mel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're slapping a bankle. You're aware there's a possibility it might make a chayit, and you're still slapping your chayit. So Mel, that's the whole lundus. You're playing Russian roulette. Even though it is a secondary action of with schlepping, the secondary action will automatically occur. There's a possibility that it will occur. So this is called a davo she'enay miskaven, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is chayiv. Misasik, v'kent, misasik is in dance and different. Misasik b'chlal, he does not know of what is occurring, what he is doing. He's under the impression he is doing something else. And Lamaisa, he is doing a chet. That is the tier of misasik. So the first case, according to Rashi, was that he wanted to, his askus was, he was oisik in lifting, and he ended up cutting. So Mamele, his askus, and what he Lamaisa did are two different pulas. He was oisik in lifting and he ended up cutting. That is a pure misasik, which everyone agrees he's potter from a coat. Now, lachtech asatolosh v'chotach asamechuba. What is if he wanted to cut a tolosh and cut a mechuba? So now here we have a machlekes Rashi in Teis. Tosfos learns pshat in Rashi that lachtoich es hatolosh ze v'chotach es mechuba racheres. There were two tomatoes in front of him. He wanted to take a slice of the tolosh tomato, and lemaise he took off unknowingly, unthinkingly. Instead of cutting the, he wanted to cut the tolosh tomato. And that was the intent of his pula. By mistake, he caught the mechuba dike tomato. So this is a tzir of misasek. That means his intent is to cut tolosh, and he ended up due to forgetfulness, due to patlonishkeit, he due to absent-mindedness, he cut the mechuba dike tomato by mistake. Lachtech es hatolosh, v'chotach es hamechuba. He cut the mechuba. Is Rava Omar Potter. Rava holds that the ptul of misasik applies here also. Why does it apply? Because he has an intent of doing his misasik b'dover shel heter. Cutting a tolosh tikit tomato is a dover shel heter. So he's oisik in cutting a tolosh tikit tomato. He ended up cutting a mechuba tikit, he's misasik. Abaya omachayiv. Rav ama pata dolo niskaven lechaticha di yisura. He was not mechaven lechaticha di yisura. So memeila, so he was oisik in a dover shaleta. Abaya omachayiv, abaya says he's chayiv, doka mechaven lechaticha ba'alma. Since he wanted to cut, and he ended up cutting, so that's not called, he was misasik b'dover acher. He was misasik in cutting. And he wanted to cut, and he ended up cutting. So memele, that is not called misasik b'dover acher. It's memele, according to Abaye, he's chay. Let us see again Rashi and Tosfos. Dali echaden achaticha di sure b'shigiges Shabbos or b'shigiges Melachos. He had no intent of achaticha di sure. Elamis asik b'achtiches hefer. He's oisik and cutting a taller stick of tomato. He wants to cut, he's cutting because he wants to cut a talashtike, he wants to cut a talashtike tomato. Zog Toysvis, Neskamalak B.S. Atolash, Perish Bekuntris Goin Sakin Mutal Barugas Yerek. There's a sakin that's lying in a patch of Yerokis. When he's Kavin Lahag Bia, he had an intent to lift up the sakin, V'chotach as HaMechuba. And with the lifting up, he be your bayim cut the mechuba. But his intent, he didn't have any intent at all to do this pula. In Cain, ha de pligi ben iskaven lachtoich as atolish v'chotach as mechuba. Also, hain lachtoich tolish se v'chotach mechuba as acha. Avo, so it comes out, so there we have a machloikis abaye v'robe. If lachtoich Tolush zeh v'chotach mechuber acher is that called misasik b'dover heter. Aber hayoytze midivrei shneim, aber lachtech mechuber zeh v'chotach mechuber acher, if there were two mechuberdiki tomatoes in front of him, and he wanted to cut the green tomato, and he by accidentally cut the red tomato, so even though his intent was to do a meloche, since his intent was to do a malacha, so beila baye beila rove, this is not misaseik bedovo shalata mashme dechayim lekulam. Because shel rabbeinu tam the besayif peirik sofik ochal omar shmul hamisaseik bechalovim varoyis chayim shekein nene v'shabes poter the malachas machsheves osra teire. Umuchach hosom, v'afilu b'niskaven l'ilkoi teine zu, v'liki teine acheres, potor shmuel. Shmuel, pater v'afilu, such a case also. Now, let us just delve for 1 minute on the member of Shmuel. Shmuel goes to two extremes. He starts off, amis asik b'chalovim v'aroyes chayet, shekein nene. In this case, a misasik b'chalovim v'aroyes zicha means that he thought that it was shumin and it was chayim. He thought it was ishtay and it was achayisa. That is the case of, that's what he's speaking about, a case of misasik b'dover heter, and he ended up doing a dover isa, and he is chayim because by sin shekeinene, so by essence is a nurse, a goof, there's no ptur of misasik. But we see from Shmuel right away that the halacha of misasik is not a halacha that pertains to Shabbos. It pertains by chalovim v'arois. No, the reason you're chayiv by chalovim v'arois, shekeinene. If it wouldn't be shekeinene, it'd be chotah by chalovim v'arois also. Then he goes and gives a jump and he says, you misasik by Shabbos, you are potah. Why are you potter? Meleches Machsheves. Good morning. If the ptur is als Meleches Machsheves, that's the ptur of Misaseg. If that is the ptur of Misaseg, so Mameila Bachalovim Baroyes, you don't need Meleches Machsheves. You don't need Meleches Machsheves. So Toshin Yechayet. Why did you say Shekei Nene? The member of Shmuel is very unclear. So the Mephoshim, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz from Sanhedrin, says that Shmuel is speaking about two extremes. There's misasik bedover heter, and he ended up doing a dover issa. And there's a misasik bedover issa, and he ended up doing another dover issa. So Shmuel says as follows. The din of misasik bedover heter, and he ended up doing a dover issa. This is potter all over, except by chalovim v'arois. Chalovim v'arois yechayev shekeinene. So then it's asik b'dover heter, he ended up doing a dover isa, is Another case, that'll be Mis'asik B'dover Hatha, and he ended up doing a Dover Issa. He thought he's shechting a Behemah Shal Chul, and he ended up shechting a Behemah Shal Kodesh. So then he's potter, because Mis'asik is potter. Then Shmuel says, by Shabbos, afilu Mis'asik B'dover Issa zeh, and he ended up doing a second Issa, by Shabbos, he's potter, as Melachas Mashabbos. Now Shabbos, so Shmuel is speaking about two extremes. You can be Mis'asik B'dover Heter and B'chayim, and you can be Mis'asik B'dover Issa and can be Potter. But he says, well, Mis'asik B'dover Heter Yechayim, it's Shekainene. Mis'asik B'dover Issa, you're Potter, by Shabbos, as Melechas Marshev. That is the memory of Shmuel. But I'll call upon him. We see from Shmuel, if a person wanted to cut one mechuba, and he ended up cutting a second mechuba, he is potter by Shabbos, because melachas machsheves also, it is a new dinner, melachas machsheves, because he did not end up doing what he wanted to do. He ended up doing a different pula. He wanted to cut tomato olive and he cut tomato base. That's not what he had intended to do. He ended up doing a different pula in Ramzan. So there's a new tour of melachas machsheves. So that is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Agav Ulche, we are learning now Rashi, so we just have to know Rashi increases knew about the Shmuel, and Rashi says that Abaye Barov is Cholik on Shmuel. Rashi is not in the spoil from Shmuel. Shmuel holds is a new din of Melechas Machsheves, that Afilu he wanted to be like it, Taina Zu, the Loka Taina Acheres, he is Potter of Melechas Machsheves. That is Svara Shmuel, but we don't hold like that. The Megillah Shlomo wants to say, Afin Shemsten Oifen, could be by two meaning, Rava will hold that then there's a Ptura Melechas Machsheves. That means, if I wanted to cut a tomato and I ended up by cutting a cucumber, no, that's called, so I had no interest b'chlal in cutting cucumbers, I want to cut a tomato. There could be, it's felt a melechas machsheves. The tlish of this mean of a chlal didn't have in zinim, even though I wanted to be tailish and mechuba. But this is a different mean. But I wanted to cut tomato olive and I cut tomato base. That is definitely a machloikis. Rava and Shmuel. Shmuel holds your potter. Rava holds your chayim. So the mele, that is the teret on what Isis is asking from the Gemara in Christus on Arashi. Here we're going to buy the Rava. Ulekamon bepeirik hazeirik, Potter Ravine niskaven lizreik arbe vizorak shmoine. If a person wanted to be zeirik something for four amis, and he ended up throwing it eight amis away, so he is Potter. Kiloi omar kol mokim shetirtze tanuach. Unless he said it doesn't matter where it's going to fall down. But if he didn't say that, he didn't say kol mokim shetirtze tanuach, so the din is that he is potter, alts mis'asik. So even though he was mis'asik b'dovor shel isa, he wanted to throw dalad amis. He ended up throwing eight amis. So memele, so he's potter. So you see that there's a p'tur of mis'asik b'dovor shel isa, and even though he ended up doing the same thing. Agav Urche the Megine Shloime says this also considered two meaning. Because he wanted it to be Munach in one place and it ended up Munach in a different place. So what occurred is not what he wanted. Two tomatoes. Since it's the same meaning, he wanted to cut tomato aloe. He cut tomato base. So the mele there, since it's the same meloche, there Rava holds that there's no din of melechas machsheves. But if I wanted to be munach here, I want to make anoch, it should be close to me, and ended up far away, that could be, is a din of two minim, and their Rava will also be made that there's a ptul by misasik be'issa. I wanted to make one type of it, and I end up with another type. So the mele, all these kashes that they are going to ask will not be shmer. The choskem in this kam and lizrek b'tzavzev and zog b'tzavacher. I wanted anoch over here, end up anoch on the other side. And that's the cloud of Tainer. I miskaven lachtach mechuba zeh, vachotach mechuba acha. This is debatable already.
the potter. Aber al kaponim, Taisvis holds that in the case that Rashi is Messiah, that it means he had no intentions at all of cutting the Yerek when he lifted up the knife. He had no intentions at all of cutting this Yerek. Wanted to cut the Tolushtike. He ended up cutting the Mechubadike. So me meile your part of Melechus Mashavit. So they can't be Mechloikis Abaye Vero. The Nira La Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore the Rabbeinu Tam learns a different shot in the Gemara. The Hoche Mai Rebbe Niskaven Lachtoich Tolush V'nimtsa Shehu Mechubad. We are not speaking about two tomatoes. We are speaking about one tomato. There was one tomato in front of him. And he was under the impression that this tomato is a Tolushtike tomato. It is not attached to the ground. And he takes his knife to cut a slice from this tomato. V'nimtsa Shehu Mechubad. So he was Isaac in cutting a double Tolush, and he ended up that he is cutting a double Mechubad. He's doing a different pula. What he intended to do, his intent is to be chaytach talosh, nivanimtsa shum mechuba. Vechaytach mashah yom eskaven, he's chaytach what he wanted to do. He is not a son of a lachet marshevet. The tomato he wanted
to do.
He did not know that this is a mechuba dike tomato, so his askus was in chatiches talosh. His intent, his concentration was to cut Talush, and he ended up by cutting Mechuba. So, Bligya Bai Verova, because Asher Chotabo. The Muki Lora, the Lazar, the Pek Sofikoch, or Prachla Misasik. The Memele, the Shaila is, how much does one have to be Misasik Behata in order to be part of a Makol? Vahochi Isa Hosen Behadi. The Kamar Allah, לרוב המשכח אסלו שנזכבן לחתך את התולוש וחותך את המחובה. This case, he wanted to cut the תולוש and he cut the מחובה. והבאי שנזכבן להדביע את התולוש. According to Abai, if he wanted to cut it, so that is not, since he wanted to cut, he ended up cutting. So that is not considered מסעסק בדובר אחי. He was עסק in חיתו. So therefore, even though he wanted to be Isaac Bechitoch Shal Heta, he ended up Bechitoch Shal Issa, but that is not called Misasik Bedover Acha. Misasik Bedover Acha means if he wanted to do a different Pula altogether, and he ended up, he wanted to do Pula out, and he ended up by doing Pula base. Here he wanted to cut, and he ended up cutting. So that is considered, according to Abaye, it's not considered Misasik Bedover Acha. According to Abaye, what is Misasik? Misasik lahagbira satolish. He wanted to lift up this thing and he thought it was tolish benimtsa shehu mechuba. And he found out that this was mechuba. So memeila, he wanted to lift and he ended up cutting. So memeila, that is a case of misasik that even Abaye is made that one is potter. And that is the first case of the Gemara. Niskaven lahagbira satolish. He wanted to pick up the tomato, which in his eyes was Talish, the Chobach as the Mechuba and the Lamaise, it wasn't Talish, it was Mechuba. Between you and me, the Lashon of the Gemara is very much mashma like Rashi. Lagbiya esa Talish, the Chobach esa Mechuba, the Lamaise, she's talking about two different Chafetim. It's Nimso, but the Gemara knew how to speak. The Gemara could have said that the Nimso, Shehu Mechuba, number one, and number two, the Lashon V'chotach is very shver to me. He didn't cut it, he was tolish it. Yiskaven l'adbiyas ha-tolish v'tolash ha-samachu, but not v'chotach. Chetich is used when you have a knife, then you cut something. That's the second case. Wanted to cut the tolish and cut the mechuba. Wanted to cut off something, you have a knife. Here one is oikya dava migidula. He's not called chaytach, he's called tolish. He's called oikya. The Lashon HaGemara is very much mashme like Rashi. Ushmuel de pota mitam alechet mashavet, hani be miskaven lachtach mechuba uze, vechotach mechuba racha, then he needs a din of alechet mashavet, loy nasa mashavtoy, and he ended up doing a pula in something else that he had no intentions to do, then he's pota, afilu, he was misasik to dover it. Hashtosi Shapel, the Koma, the Gemara says further. Hashtosi Shapel, the Kamon, the Mephora Shogat Boloim Niskavan Bishamit Vesaychi Domi, the Gmoros has Pshat Nabarais, that by Shamit Ves Mesasik is Chayiv and by Shabbos is Pop. So what is the case by Shamit Ves Yechayiv? Going to serve of Shuman Hu Vaochloi. In the Shuman Venim Sachayla. I know Mamish Tumye Vishabish Lopeirish Rabbeinu Tam. But this is Mamish the case of Mesasik by Shabbos. That is, there was Sava Shuman of an Imsa Shu Chayla, and here it's Sava Shem, Tavash of an Imsa Shu Mechub. Okay, now we're going to go, that Rav is going to ask a Kasha on Abaye from a Baraita, but we will not get to the Kasha today. We're just going to learn the Baraita, and we're trying to figure out what the Baraita is speaking about. So that's the Sugya on the Hayim Beis, Omid Beis. Now let us see the Gemara. How do I know that the Sanya we learned in Abaraisa is follows. Chomer Shabbos Mishal Mitzvah. Shabbos is more chomer than other mitzvahs. In one nekuda, the chaimer shah mitzvahs mi Shabbos, and shah mitzvahs are more chomer than Shabbos in another nekuda. Now the Baraita explains: chaimer Shabbos mi shah mitzvahs, shah Shabbos also shtayim bela mechot chayim. By Shabbos, if you did two melachos, the hela mechot, v'shasi did both melachos, he was unaware that they were also, he was unaware that it is Shabbos. Chayim akolachas v'achas. Masha'en came with Shah Mitzvah. Masha'en Mitzvah you do not have this Chumra of Shabbos at Chayav al Kolach at Vach. The Chayme Shah Mitzvah mi Shabbos. Shabbi Shah Mitzvah Shogag Beloi Miska Ben Chayav. By Shah Mitzvah Sibu is a Shogik on Kavon and Chayav. Masha'en came with Shabbos. By Shabbos. If he's a Shogag Beloi Miska Ben, he is Pot. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Masha'enkein b'shar mitzvahs kula mefarish lavozo. The Gemara is going to explain how this is by shar mitzvahs. Where do you have a case by shar mitzvahs that you're not chayav on kol achas v'achas? Shogag b'loy miskavin kama mefarish lavozo. What is this case for klal of shogag b'loy miskavin? What does it mean? What's the story? Now the Gemara is starting to explain the Baraita. Amar Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvah. Shabbos is more chomer Mishar Mitzvah. Shabbos also shtayim behelam echot chayim al kol achas va'ach. By Shabbos, if a person did two melachos behelam echot, he's chayim tu chatoi chayim al kol achas va'ach. Hashem came b'shar mitzvah. By Shar Mitzvah, this halacha does not apply. What is the case that Shabbos is chayiv tu chatoi and Shah mitzvahs you are pot? Let's go by Shabbos. By Shabbos he did two malachim. He made tzira, he made chine. And he knew that today was Shabbos and there was shigigis malachim. So he's chayiv tu chatoi. The chavosai gabi Shah mitzvahs. So let's take a case of Shah Mitzvah. Ochal Kehle V'dam. He ate Kehle V'dam. He did two Avedas. Here he did two Malachas. Here he ate two Machalis. So look at Yechayiv Kodesh. So the Gemara, Hochi Tarte Mechayiv, Hochi Tarte Mechayiv. What are you saying that there's a different Shah Mitzvah? There's a different Shah Mitzvah from Shabbos? Here you also Chayiv Tarte. Ela Shah Mitzvah the Loy Mechayev Ela Chodei Chidomi Dochul Chayla Vechayla. Where do you have a case by Shah Mitzvah that he did two Avedas and his Chayev one told him it was the same Aveda? He repeated the same Aveda twice Bela Mechel. So his Chayev only one told him. The Chavosei Gabi Shabbos. The Ovid Ktsira U Ktsira. Frek the Gemore Hoche Chode Mechayev Hoche Chode Mechayev. So why that it's no good? So in this case, says this, so Yechayev won by Shabbos also. So where did the case of by Shabbos Shechayim 2 and by Shabbos Shechayim 1? Zot the Gemara la'olam the Ovad Ktsira Utchil. It's speaking about that he made Ktsira Utchil in the two Melachos in Shabbos. Therefore, he's Chayim 2 Chatoi. Umay, ma she'en kein b'shar mitzvah, avoid the Zohar. Avoid the Zohar, if he did to avoid this, he'll be Chayim 1 Korban. Hoche the Rabbami, Omar Rabbami, Ziva, v'kipar, v'nisach, balom ha'acha. He did not know that all these three avoidas were awesome. He did it all behala mechot. He did three different avoidas. And chayev ala achas. He's only chayev one kol. So now we know pshat in the reisha of the bereise that by Shabbos you do two melachas b'shoigig, you chayev two kabonis. By avoidas ala, you did two avoidas b'shoigig ala mechot, you chayev one kol. Let us see Rashi. But Rashi, Shogag beloy miskaven lekamon mekosh. That's what we hear about. Chela v'dam, dumye d'tchino k'tire. This is similar to d'tchino k'tire. Shehen shnei gufin. They are two gufin. Now, oyde v'loy eivish, I don't understand why Rashi categorizes it two gufin. L'chayre k'tire d'tchino does not have to be two gufin. It could be koyter agroigres, it could be toichan d'tchoigres. It's not two gufin. It's two Avedis, it's two Shemes. So Memele Chela V'dam is also two Shemes. Kadrashi says the state of the Gemara Fakir, Tchino Ktsire, if it's Tchino Ktsire, it has to be two Gufim, because you can't be Koyte the thing you were Teichen. But I don't know if that's a Higufi Kashi, why did Rashi say this? I don't understand why Rashi is going with Tchino Ktsire, the vault is not two Gufim, the vault is two Shemes. That's Chela V'dam. Like, for example, two gufim is, we had learned by a shifcha chalufa, a person would be boiled five times one shifcha chalufa, he's chayav one korban. He's boiled five different shifcha chalufa, he's chayav five different korban. That's a din of shnei gufim. But here we're speaking about ktsirem, chinem, chela v'dam. This is not a chiddush of shnei gufim. This is back in two shaymes. It's two different, this is two different malachas and two different isurim. Ela gabi shamit v'seichi dami the potter. When you have a case that it's potter, you go chayla v'chayla v'ala mecha. The Gemara says, no, we're speaking about Avodah Zarah, the Rabbani, the Mesechus, and heaven and pain, valid mises, yalef le'milsei mikro, dein chilek chatois la'akum. By Avodah Zarah, there's no din of chilek chatois. Okay, so that's the first half of the Baraisa we figured out for the Yidin. Now the problem is to figure out the second half of the Baraisa. B'mai akimta ba'avodah zarah. So what is it speaking about? It is speaking about avodah zarah. Yeah. So now, let us see the seif. Eima seif. Chomer b'shar mitzvah. She b'shar mitzvah shogak b'loy miskaven chay. B'shar mitzvah shogak without kavonet. Yishay. B'sha'in kein b'shar. Now we saw the very vague lashon shogag b'loy miskaven. Shabbos shogag b'loy miskaven is put. That's the Gemara. Hai shogag b'loy miskaven b'avodah zarah heichidon. What is the case b'avodah zarah who is shogag b'loy miskaven, and he is tired? Ilay mekisava beis haknesses u vishtach v'loh. Let us see Rashi. We have a case of Shogag v'loy miskaven. What was the case? He thought he was in a shul. Vishtach v'lo. And he bowed down to the shul. V'haynu Shogag. Shehi avodah zarah. He didn't know. He thought there was another Nakedish and there wasn't avodah zarah. So Shogag in the Chevtze. He didn't know this wasn't avodah zarah. He thought it was another Nakedish. The line is carving, and then, in his pulula, he didn't have any interest. So he's carving lishtach v'islavoidizah. So we have, there was a mistake in the article he bowed down to. He thought it was an arnakaydish and it wasn't a v'idizah. And also, the pulula was not, there was no intent to lishtach v'islavoidizah. He wanted to be mishtachvel l'shamayim, l'misha shaychen b'beis ha-knesset. So what will you tell me? You'll tell me that what yechayet, ha-reili b'l'shamayim. So what does Rashi say? Ha-reili b'l'shamayim u-machiyuv yeshka. If a person is bowing down to the Rebbeinu Shalayim, afilu yodashu hu beis ha-vaydezor, afilu he knew this was a beis ha-vaydezor, Vishtachve boile shamayim ein chiyuv kan. That means Vishtachve boile, if it's Vishtachve to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the base of Avodizore, but it's not chiyuv. He's not Vishtachve to Avodizore, he's Vishtachve to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in Meila there's not chiyuv in that. So that can't be the case, because they're your partner. Ve'ela dechazi andarte v'sogidlo. He saw a statue, and he bowed down to the statue. Zot Rashi, andarte, suvas hamel. This was a statue of the king. She'oisin lekoved hamela, v'ishtachav ulo, v'loi l'shem elekus. Not l'shem elekus, l'shem kovat, l'shem kovat. So let us see what was the Havamin of the Gemara. So Rashi in Sanhedrin explains it a little clearer. Rashi says as follows. They made a statue of the king. So Rashi says, Araya oisei mishtach v'loi l'kvoi tamel. Gal sound of covet. Upa'omim she'oidim oisei. Sometimes people worship the statue of the king. V'zero echot she'hoyo neva. He saw a statue which he didn't know. He didn't know that this was Neva. This was the statue that was Neva. V'lo yodashu hu Neva. He didn't know that it was Neva. So memeila statue the shoga. He didn't know that this was Neva. And what? And then he was niskavim l'shem kovet. Niskavim l'shem kovet. So memeila to the gemara, this is right to go nishmigo. He the kiblei lei belaka. If he wanted to worship it also. Now, what is me'ava v'yireh? Rashi says as follows: me'ava v'yireh, me'avas odom, oy me'yiras odom mishachve la'avidezor. Now, this is speaking about as follows: a person told him you should bow down to the avidezor. The reason he's bowing down, either he feels indebted to the person, he loves the person. That's why he's listening to him. He's bowing down to the avidezor. Oy me'yiras odom. He's afraid that he won't listen to him. He'll burn his house down. He's not speaking about the kuach and the posh, but he's scared to burn the house down without insurance and bitter. So with insurance, he's not bitter. So me'mele, he's scared. He's scared of that person. So me'mele. So he tells him if he knows he'll do it. He says, if you don't bow down to the avidezor, I'll burn down your house. Yishtachav avidezor. So he bowed down to the avidezor. What's the case? Shaygik v'loy miskav. V'kohu lei shaygik v'loy miskav. Loy ma'at shaygik v'hohi. V'savon kibin ei miskav v'libe l'lokus muta. That means that he was under the impression here he's bowing down to the avodazor. That's what you want. I want you to bow down to the avodazor. And he's doing it. But he's not doing it because he holds that this is an avodazor. I'm doing it because you told me to do it. So Memele, he's bowing down to avodazor because for you. I'm not giving any powers to the avodazor. I'm not machmir myself to avodazor. Aber for Pulasi, I'm doing yishtachavot to avodazor because you told me to do it. The Gemara. So the shkoge is, so that's the shogeg, he thinks you're allowed to do it. And lemaise, he's not miskaven, he's not miskaven lekabloi lalakus. They miskaven libe, but he wants to, but he's taking his shachavo la'avoy dezore. That's what he's doing. He is machzi himself to an avoy dezore. Rabbi mekabloi lalakus. In that, we'll say, is also my avoy dezore. Good, that's very good. So light abaye holds that you're chayiv in such a case. That's very good. So by avoid the zore, me'ave the yire, you are chayiv. And we'll see Shabbos is a problem. We'll see what happens by Shabbos. But on Kapod, we hear the case by avoid the zore, you're chayiv. So the lashon stems, shogad. He thought that you're permitted to do it. He wasn't miskaven. Lekabloi, miskaven libei lelakus. So memela is the lashon stims. The case stims on kaponim avay dezor. Ela le rove doma pota ma'ika lemeim. But according to rove that says pota ma'ika lemeim, how are you going to say pshat in the derayah? Let us see. The Braitha is two parts. That by Shabbos it's your chayiv and by Shabbos your potter. So the case by Shal mitzvahs. You'll be chai by Shabbos also. Din chilol Shabbos me'ave me'ire, nami chai. Allah yitzchak b'samach luk me'ali b'dabayi shodak v'miskaven echidomi d'sod ha'roiku u'boloi. That means the baraisa mitzadat me'u will not stem according to Abayi also, because the second half doesn't stem. But the Gemara only means anichal Abayi that the first half will stem. The Gran Horowitz wants to say, could be like the Bayi, the second half would also stem according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Melacha Shein Tzrich El Gufa, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a Melacha Shein Tzrich El Gufa is Potter. So if a person, if a guy tells him, I want you to be Mechal Shabbos, I want you to be Mechal Shabbos because I told you to, so he has no intent in doing it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what you're gestimt to Baraisa. He says, by a way, there's no such union of Melachah Shein Tzrich El Gufa, so you are Chayim, but by Shabbos you are Potter. So the Gram Horowitz wants to say, according to Rav Shimon, Voltach Yogishtim. Rava Omar Potter, the Taisvus are not Kesayidah for some reason, let's go to the next, to the Taisvus of Rava Omar Potter. Now, the Savoy Gishmaki Taisvus is speaking about Shitas Rava, it's a Meiridike Rove. Rove tells us that if a person comes over to someone else, Meiridike, he tells him, now listen, Din Avedizor, I want you to Mishlach with Avedizor, or else I'm going to burn down your house. Or Me'av, Nochbas, he won't do anything, he says. Listen, you're indebted to me, I did so much for you. You pack a Gerech, I want you to bow down to the Avedizor. He bows down to the Avedizor, he's Potter, to Leploy. Ve'im toima, fe'tzaisis va'oma be'perik ben soire v'moire, va'avoy de zore, ve'dile aroyis v'shviches domim, yehorik va'yave. That is a din yehorik va'yave. Now, so Taisis and the Halamina learned, what is pshat in Rove? So Taisis learned pshat in Rove is as follows. That if you're telling me I should bow down to the avoy de zore, in deep down in my heart, I do not, I'm doing the pool of Ishtachavor, but the only reason I'm doing it, not because I hold Avay Dezor is anything. No, I'm bowing down to Avay Dezor because you told me to bow down, so I'm bowing down. So this is not considered Ishtachavor Avay Dezor. Ishtachavor Avay Dezor means, Liberboy. Avay Dezor is also Liberboy. If you're not a Kabbalat, Lolekus, it's not Avay Dezor. Frektach Taisves. So if someone does a pula, he's doing it, he's forced, the pula is doing forced. But it is not mechaven beliboy, so it's nishkan avoydezor. So why is there a din of Yehoi Vayyave by avoydezor? Why is he doing the avoydezor? He says, if you don't din the avoydezor, I'll kill you. He has no intentions to din the avoydezor. He doesn't believe in his office of avoydezor.
He's doing the ceremony of Ishtachavola by the Zohar because you're pointing a gun. But if Rabbi said this is not considered a way to Zohar, since there's no Kavonis Alei, so why are you not going to be Meisa Nefesh? I'm not going to be Kikash. Let us see now. We're being time of all now, but paying Ben Seir and Rambayra. Da vay de zorge de gile a rois es wie es dom im jahrig war ja wo des de jahrig war ja wo so das kol da vay de zorge in kenner fo de le me kabloi khayu so you see that a fool is not me kabloi believer he's also khay so man mei mo so so let's shot me rode the ein loima so now Tosis wants to start off with a parents with the kids the rove the time ואון אבא מסכתס אבי דזורה בפרק אבי שמואל ואפילו באבי דזורה בצינה וחי בהם ולא אישה יומוס בהם אבי דזורה בצינה וידע מוכיח תבי מייסה נפש פיריד so what? So the whole, so the avera of אבי דזורה is a din פיקוח נפש is דויכה Just like b'mokim pikuach nefesh, b'mokim pikuach Shabbos, b'mokim pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to din avoid the zol. Avoid the zol is the same avoid. Now when do you have to be meisa nefesh yourself? Befaresye. Now, so what's the chilik? The avoid of befaresye in betzine and avoid the zol, it's the same. And you have the same heter of a chayba. So why befaresye you mechuyim to be meisa nefesh? As chim lashat v'sechalo v'shem kodshi. Vareshi is as Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem does not have to do with Avodah Zarah. That means, if the Goyim, he said, you bow down to Avodah Zarah, he bows down by the Goyim. It's this Chalul Kvot Shemayim, even though Beliba, the house of Polish from Avodah Zarah, and it's not considered over the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah, it's not considered over the Avodah Zarah. But when I say Chilul Hashem, the Goyim, the Gebaldike Chilul Kvod Shemayim occurred. And that is that in your heart by Yahweh, you shouldn't be over the Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. That's the din of your heart by Yahweh. So Memelus, that's very good. Rava Lishitose. Rava holds the Avodah of Avodah Zarah. Bechlal is no din of your heart by Yahweh. The whole din of your heart by Yahweh is only Befareshi, not as Chilul Hashem, not as Avodah Zarah. So Memelus, I feel it doesn't have a shame Avodah Zarah. But you mechui to be meisa nefesh as chilul Hashem. V'hod dekam arove. Let's still try this teretz before we shlag it up. V'hod dekam arove bepeg beis diksubis. Gabi eidim she'amru lam chismu shekel. That if eidim were forced to chasmu shekel, so Rav says, she'ein lecho davon she'ein lefnei pikuach nefesh ala v'idusora v'gilei rois v'shlichus dom. Rav says, they're allowed to chasmu shekel. V'chol ha'kovit. Because there's only three things that you mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, and that's the shalosh averos. Now, when the Gemara there is speaking about, when a person is forcing him to chas meshaker, it's not speaking about he does it with ne'am ve'eder, because then the shtar is worthless. He does it b'ne l'bein atzma with a gun, and he tells him to chas meshaker. And in that case, the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, only the shalosh averos. So we see Rava holds, afilu betzine, there's a din, of Yehorig Val Yahweh Bavay Dezor. Now we're back where we started from. Hori Pirusha. So that Gemara is also not Shver. Afilu man de machma. Rabbi says, Afilu, I hold Stamazor, you don't mechui Bavay Dezor. Afilu man de machma, le machma, ever Bavay Dezor, give a rice and shvich his dami. But Bachsim is Shtoris. You don't have to be Maisa Nefesh. Dinkei. The time of the Rav of the Potter, Ahav and Mishim Hachi, so if you're telling me that the reason that Rav holds, the time of the Rav of the Potter, Ahav and Mishim Hachi, because he holds Taki, that the Tzina Bechlad is not here, my, see, Abai the Peg Balad Mises Mikama Baraisis, Lame the Osi, Command Yom of the Peg Ben Soira, Yehold Vayav, there's a machlokes tanoi. That means the azicha tanoi that hold a fila betzina yehold vayava. And according to these tanoi that you mechui to be meisa nefesh betzina, you see me'ave me'yire, it is called avodizore. So the meile, so if the whole time of Rav is because he is a tanoi that holds betzina yehopata,
So he can say, according to that time, it's not considered avodah zarah. But there are zichot anoyim that hold your, there's a din of yohid v'yaver, afilu betzine. So they are kochachot, that is considered avodah zarah. So the mailers, according to them, v'shteitzach yechayiv mise, me'ava me'yire. So when Abaye asked the kasha, but all these b'raises, let Rava say, these b'raises are going, according to the Tanya that holds betzine is a din yohid v'yaver. They plucked at the tanoi. So now we're back to the kash again. This can't be the terrors. The Yeshloima, the Savarov, the Afululaman, the Yoma, the Chayiv, Limser, as Atzmai, Im Loimosar Atzmai, Loima Chayiv, Misa, the best. So Taisvis, Pshat Lachayr and Taisvis is as follows. The Ritvara Taisvis are close. That what they did is Betzine. If a guy comes over to me and he tells me, either be bow down to Rabbi the Zora, I'll kill you. The emerson, it's not called David Rabbi the Zora because he's just doing a dry action without kavona lekabloi balakus. So really it's not David Rabbi the Zora. No, the reason he's mechuyev to be meisa nefesh is als kiddush Hashem Shemayim, benigbashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel. Afilu betzine, there's also a kiddush Hashem by this avayim. So als kiddush Hashem is mechuyev to be moisa nefesh. But not that it's called David Avayi Dezora. Or maybe Teisvis, that's me Teisvis in a note wants to say, maybe als the Esav, after Shashem Alekecha, b'chol nafshecha, you mechuyev to be moisa nefesh. But it's not Avayi Dezora. It's als the Esav and v'hafta, or als v'nigbashti. But al koponim mitzichin akod avodah zarah. So if it's not called avodah zarah, so what if a goy told him, he threatened him, listen, if you won't bow down for avodah zarah, I'm going to burn your house. Nachum told him, don't you dare listen to him. And he did it. So lemaise, so according to Rabbi, he was mechuyev v'maise nefesh, al kiddushem shemayim, al tzavas Hashem, v'chol nafshrei, he didn't do it, but you won't kill him. He wasn't lemaise, he did avodah zarah. Vikosha l'rajbe, but the Rajbe does not like this text. The Omar Rabbe b'Misachas Avodah Zarah, Hakel hayu b'chlal loisa avde. Everything fell into the category of loisa avde. Chiporat l'cho hakosu b'chai bohem yotza oynis. So now if a person was an oynis, he was forced to be Avodah Zarah, so that doesn't fall into the category of loisa avde. Mashme d'loi mapik ela oynis misa. Aber schar onsen, aber bechlale si obden vechaye. Och och hepot afele ma aber de la koines mise. Fakt ach teisweiz, de gemorre ma vay de zor. Rove says that only oines does not fall into the category of lois obden. And oines means over there pikoch na toshis. And here Rove says that you're not chayev if even if you did it may have it. So memela we're in hot wood. So now Teisus wants to go with a new type of attempt. The yesh mefoshi. That there's two tziyurim of me'ava me'ira. Tahi ba'oma yehoreg v'al'yaver hainu b'stam. It's speaking about, he didn't say anything. He was told to bow down to Rabbi Dizorah, and he bowed down, and you're going to kill him. Aval gavdele mikabel aleila l'ka. Not the way we learned till now, since it is only a dry pu'ule, a dry ceremony, that's not called David Avodah Zarah. Now that's also called David Avodah Zarah. This dry pu'ule is called Avodah Zarah. He's worshipping Avodah Zarah. What he's thinking in his heart, Gaitun's garnished on, that's Dvorim Shebelev Einam Dvorim. He's bowing down, he's showing through his actions, he's machni himself to the Avodah Zarah, that is called David Avodah Zarah. What he's thinking in his heart is worthless and meaningless. Meile, so that's called David Avodah Zarah. In such a case, if someone points a gun to him, and he tells him, either bow down or else I'll shoot you. So the shaila is, either be an David Avodah Zarah, because this is called David Avodah Zarah. Even though in your heart, you don't give any chshivas to the Avodah Zarah. This is called David Avodah Zarah. It's the Om Shebelev that you're thinking about. I said, what does Rabbi say, Ma'ava Meiris Potter? Aval hoche b'mefonish the kovid me'ava me'ir. If he said klor, he says, I hold Avodah Zarah is gonish, and I'm bowing down because you told me to bow down. I'm scared of you. Oh, if he expressed his feelings, so memele, ha-ha-ha-ha-ishtacheboye, with such a hagdome, ishtake nishkain oivid avaydezore. That's only a dry ceremony which is worthless. But he has to first give a hakdome nadroshe to tell us that this is his intention. Then it's not considered an oivid avaydezore. Inami, afilu bistam, it could be a possibility that he didn't say he's doing a ma'ava miyira, or ba'avaydezore shakoli ma'avdomoisa ma'ava miyira. Everyone knows, no one attributes a lekus to this gachkele. Everyone knows that the whole reason we're bowing down is because we're scared. So it's dvarim shebelibe b'leif kolodom. So then that is not considered avaydezore. So memele taisvis now, this yosh meforshim is amoyre de kipshav. This Yash Meforshim says that the Shem Avaydezore is totally, if it's Nirim Dvorim Shebeliboy, we see Klor, he's not Mekabel any Erenz Kaikutis Ishtachavoye, so Memele, that's Gornish Megornish. But if we don't know, then it's called Avaydezore. Dumye Dahoma, the Maisi Yalohosom, Lahem. The Maisel of the Mons and others is like this. Lahem yata mishtach. You're allowed to bow down to Avaydezor. Arata mishtach bala adam kama ischo. You're allowed to bow down to a person. Yochel afilu nevad kahoma. A person who's nevad. Tamadloim balois of them. Kama arovi kahoma v'loi kahoma. Tilo hosa miyir v'hocha lav miyir. That the Maraisa says that you're lois of them if it's lav miyir. Haman, everyone knew was Meir. Meiguf and Nami Yeshle Dagdik Tacharavach and Gavri Kibol Olo Bolaka Demash with the Osar Nevet Ke Haman Dumye the Odom Sheke Maishe De Shari Vayne Bele Kibol Olo Bolaka. He wasn't Mekabalit Bolaka. Oy Now the Gemara says that this brings another guy. The Omar, that what? That if he did a maise, even though the marshavtoi is not marshivit, that's called oivid avaydezor. Moses with dalek mises, ha poyer atzmei le poyer, zuy avaydos, afel gamtika bachavim le vizuyo. So you see, Lord, that you called an oivid avaydezor, even though in your heart you have no intentions of being machni yourself, you want to be mevazid avaydezor. Hazoi rekerem l'makulis hu yavidos, hafa gav tul chava l'milgime. Amen. V'chay, hafa pishen mekabel ola b'leka. So memele, so this yesh meforshim is going pretty good. Mi yesh leforish, hafa gav duka mechavan l'vizuye, mechavan l'oivdo derech b'ze. Not the Gemara means he's not mekabel ola. He wants to be doing avoid the derech b'ze. And that is also. Rubergime, zu. Maybe there it's talking about the Ava Meirah Stam and people don't know that it's Ma'ava Meirah. There it's Stam Oivid as we know that he's doing it as this, the Stam Oivid Kimidat Oidom. He's doing it Ma'ava Meirah. Vintayna. Ulamai de Potter Rode, according to Rode, that if a person is Mishtafa Me'ava Meirah, you are Potter. Everyone bowed down to Haman. Why didn't Mordechai bow down? That the Haman alone, everyone bowed down. But Haman had shtei tzureis hoyu aliboy. In the shtura, the tzureis hoyu aliboy. These tzureis were avoided zoros. Now these avoided zoros were accepted avoided zoros by the Hamoinam. So memele, by bowing down to Haman, you're also bowing down to the accepted avoided zoros. That's called mishtachve la avoided zor. The Magolis Hayom in Sanhedrin brings down a tshuve from the Trumas Adeshen. Leider, the Trumas Adeshen was noyig b'shaitoi, that many times they had to come and contact with Sarim Nechbodim V'Takifim, and the Sarim Nechbodim V'Takifim had a shasi ve'erev on their jacket, and when one came in, when they take off his hat and bow down to the sap, and you're really bowing down lekhmeidai. Are you allowed to bow down? Leider was a shvere shayla, and the tumas adeshin is mitzaded. La hokel could be this a mokumokus. Everyone knows you're not bowing to the shasi ve'erev. You're bowing down to the sar. He's a tak if you're bowing down to him. He himself brings down the state sviz. But I'm more tried to do a state tzuris. So the shayla is about, so what does he do with the taisviz? So the Nagoli Yisayon brings down a mogin giborim. The mogin giborim says that even though by a sar one could bow down, but by Haman Mordechai couldn't bow down. Why? Because Mordechai was mevaza Haman. That means for the Haman alone, he didn't have any other acheres. The Gemara Megillah says he told him, you're an eved. So Mamela for the Haman he didn't hold from. So like this, if you're scared of the sar, so you're bowing down to the sar. The detainment is about Mamela. About Kaponim, everyone knows you're bowing down to the sar. Here, to the Haman Yizichim are bowing down. So that's why Mordechai held himself back. Another time is of Kiddush Hashem. Taki, there's no Aveira. It was Taki Ma'avim Yire. Kibashkem Yirisham is of the Shviz, but Perik Balad, Kigoyin Popes, Vulu Lainis, Ochi, Shenos no Mamayim, Beskuchis, Tabure, Vulay Kiblu Mayhem. Popes, Vulu Lainis, they were given a glass of water in a red cup. And they told them to drink the water. Well, it was pshat, but it was in a red cup, so it looks like they're drinking yayin eser. So the etzem it's ichemutal, because the mice are drinking water. But since it looked like they were mekadishem shemayim, because it could look like they're drinking yayin eser. But there's no fear of such a thing. That was kiddushem shemayim. So memeila, Mordechai, atzach gestalt, not to bow down to Haman, als kiddushem shemayim.